We have arrived at that week of the year when television and news reports are filled with stories about what happened on September 11th, 2001. Like many people, at that time I was glued to the TV, wanting to know more about this story, but one of the most hopeful stories in the whole event was the story of firefighters who were bringing a woman down in one of the towers. At one point, she said in the stairwell, "I have to stop, go on without me." But the firefighters said, "No, we'll stay here with you." And they sat on the steps for a moment, and the tower came down around them. But because they had stopped and stayed with her on the fourth floor, they were saved when the building came down. Their rescuers were able to get to them from above, and they would have been destroyed if they had gone further down. Their instinct, like most of us, their instinct was to go down to the safety of Earth, but that way was blocked. Suddenly, the only way out was up. They were saved by going against their instincts and staying up where the rescuers could reach them. Our gospel story today may be a time when Jesus, the human being, the man, realizes that in some ways he has to continue to go up and up to complete his ministry. This may be the time when Jesus opens himself fully to the larger grace and salvation of God. The human instinct is to draw a narrow circle, even a narrow circle of salvation. The version of this same story that is in Matthew's gospel has Jesus saying, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." He thought he should limit the scope of his ministry. As a human being, his instinct was to narrow the circle, but something in this woman's response and faith told him to expand the circle, to seek salvation as something broad and inclusive, not narrow and exclusive. In other words, in that moment, he looked up to find salvation. Perhaps in this story, the will of God for Jesus and for all of humankind became apparent to Jesus, the person. He may have realized in that experience that his purpose was not to save one group of people, but to offer salvation to all, even the Gentiles, even the Syrophoenicians like this woman, even people for whom the chosen people felt no kinship or even felt enmity. For all of us in that time and in this time, culture and our human instincts tell us to move down, that the things of the earth can save us, but salvation comes from above. If we truly do try to move up to find salvation, how does our response to other people change? What happens in practical terms when we surrender and abandon our human instincts and reach up for God instead? When we do that, our world expands rather than contracting. We love more people, not fewer. We stop giving power to other people to have a negative impact on us. We love those stranded in the stairwell with us. But if we truly look up, we even love the ones who flew the planes and the ones who fired machine guns in the air in celebration when the towers fell. Our human instinct says to hate such people, but we will never be saved by hating, only by loving, and not just the chosen people of God, but those we consider our enemies. There are smaller ways to look up for our salvation. we can realize that we no longer have to engage when others' behavior offends us or when somebody criticizes us. As much as we want to defend ourselves, if we look up, we can let it go. We can keep from spiraling down into the us and them of polarization. We can respect others' opinions and seek real solutions instead of empty semantic victories. We can resist slogging around in the mud with people who criticize or denigrate. We can stop playing games of one up. We can live a life which is bigger, not smaller, inclusive, not exclusive. We can let go of the demons that possess us and those we love, because salvation is not only for the lost sheep of Israel, but for the Gentiles and the Syrophoenicians and us and whomever else God chooses to embrace. Human instinct will tell us to move down, to play the games of earth, to get down there with the people who are criticizing us and hurting us and hurt them back. But the Spirit of God moving in human flesh and blood says, no, I will not assume that some are excluded from God's grace. Human instinct tells me repeatedly to get down and dirty and to mix it up in earth and save myself. But the Spirit of God says, stop looking down to the earth for your salvation. Like those people in the stairwell those many years ago, we will not accept the human instinct to look down to the earth for our salvation. Unlike them, we already know that that way is blocked and destroyed. We will instead help each other to remember to be something more. We have to help each other to remember that the only way out is up.